KPBS Portland, also known as KPSU, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at 98.1 FM for those lucky few on the PSU campus, and taking over the entire planet at kpsu.org.
Blasphemous Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Good morning, Portland, and welcome again to a very special episode of Blasphemous Radio. 1 hour early, covering for what's this called? Yes, this happens from time to time. Ricardo Wang could not be here, but fear not, for I have some wonderful material here to bring you. A little episode I like to call Recreating the Outer Limits. Audience participation is happening at 503-725-5945. Do not hesitate to give us a ring. And sit back. Strap yourself in. And prepare to feel the G-forces as we move from regular radio listeners into a world strange, bizarre, terrifying, and most importantly, awe-inspiring. Thank you.
Welcome, traveler. Direct from the Seattle World's Fair comes Art Mineo with the sounds of Man in Space. An exciting, truly out-of-this-world tour that takes you across vast frontiers, straight into the heart of the future.
Thank you. search of a body.
Futurama. General Motors Futurama at the New York World's Fair, where you meet the future face to face. It's an experience you'll never forget, because the fantastic Futurama ride takes you into the future and makes you feel like you're there, in outer space, beneath the sea, in unbelievable places, watching believable things happen.
Before has the screen known such heart-stopping terror?
I have been told by too many people in the Air Force that it's absolutely true that there's secrecy and that the Air Force does know these things are here.
The saucers are reported to have been spotted over Mexico City, besides over 41 states, Canada, and the District of Columbia.
It was I who helped graft together the bits and pieces that were stolen from the hospital. An amputated arm, a leg, a torso. It was I who helped piece them together like a monstrous jigsaw puzzle.
This is DJ Victrola, host of The Guitar Shop, and this is Blasphemous Radio, only on KPSU. You're already a fan, you just don't know it.
Oregon College of Oriental Medicine, providing students with a foundation in acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, therapeutic massage, and qi cultivation, as well as a focus on collaboration between Chinese and Western medicine. OCOM's clinics provide care for general wellness and hands-on experience for students, as well as advanced specialty care for patients facing health challenges. Oregon College of Oriental Medicine hosts admission seminars throughout the year for prospective students to learn more about Chinese medicine, offering an opportunity to meet faculty, staff, students, and explore financial aid options. More information about registration can be obtained by contacting Beth at 503-253-3443, extension 208, or email admissionsseminar@ocom.edu. More information can be obtained by visiting www.ocom.edu.
The Friends of the Multnomah County Library will hold its annual used book sale the weekend of October 9th through the 12th at 1625 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in the former car dealership building. Hours will be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on discount Monday. Friday is members' night from 6 to 9 p.m. and memberships are available at the door. An estimated 100,000 items or more will be on sale, including books on all subjects, CDs, DVDs, books on tape, videos, LPs, pamphlets, and sheet music. Proceeds benefit all library branches and help campaigns for the four-year levies that provide about half the operating expenses for the system. The Friends is a non-profit corporation. No electric devices, such as scanners or cell phones, to seek book information will be allowed at the sale on Friday. They will be allowed at the tables on other sale days to check individual items, and one box of books at a time will be permitted on the floor. Boxes may be stored at the depot as customers continue looking. The TriMet bus number 12 serves the site, and for more information, please visit www.friends-library.org or call 503-224-9176.
Blasphemous Radio.
Good morning, Portland, and welcome to a very special episode of Blasphemous Radio. This one entitled Recreating the Outer Limits. Audience participation is happening at 503-725-5945. Deposit your contributions today. Special thanks to Ricardo Wang for letting me cover his show and expand my own into his time slot this week. But really, this one is all about mood, so sit back, relax, and let these science fiction classics wash over you. Enjoy. Thank you.
transplant my head onto another body.
Police officers say that they were not low-flying aircraft. This was definitely an unidentified flying object.
Every spaceman knows you just gotta have Hostess Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along.
So it went with other prototypes of the flying disc that clattered down here and there into the backyards of otherwise normal and happy citizens.
I'd have to cut off a leg or an arm.
I'm the ghost of Padma Rita.
And you're listening to Blasphemous Radio with Austin Rich. Multnomah County's number one square dancer.
Ears running.
Yeah!
Here's your KPSU weekend calendar brought to you by the Jam Session.
Here's your KPSU weekend calendar for the weekend of Saturday, October 10th and Sunday, October 11th, 2009. At Mississippi Studios on 3939 North Mississippi Avenue, Elliot Brood and the Lightning Dust, starting at 7 p.m. More information can be obtained by calling 503-288-3895. At Brabati's Pan on 10 Southwest 3rd Avenue, Jared Mees and the Grown Children, Finn Riggins, World's Greatest Ghosts, and Typhoon, starting at 8 p.m. At the Aladdin Theater on 3017 Southeast Milwaukee, the Wordstock Extravaganza featuring Blue Scholars, Ila Bamba, Ralph Huntley, and the Mutton Chop, starting at 8 p.m. Ticket info can be obtained by calling 503-233-1994. Events for Sunday, October 11th. At Valentine's on 232 Southwest Ankeny, Bodie, The Pigeons, and Brass Cloud, starting at 9 p.m. At the Hawthorne Theater on 1507 Southeast 39th Avenue, Brother Ali with special guests BK1 and Cool Nuts, starting at 8 p.m. At the Doug Fir on 830 East Burnside Street, Junior Boys and Circle Square, starting at 9 p.m. Ticket info can be obtained by calling 503-221-9663. This has been your KPSU Weekend Calendar. For more information and to submit events, www.kpsu.org.
Blasphemous Radio.
Good morning, Portland. And welcome again to another fantastic episode. Exciting, thrilling, shocking of Blasphemous Radio. Something we like to call recreating the outer limits. Special thanks to Ricardo Wang for asking me to cover for him today and making this show possible. Audience participation is happening at 503-725-5945. Give us your contributions today. And this one being all about mood. I'm just going to let the music speak for itself. Enjoy. Thank you.
I told you to quit playing gunslinger.
Down in Texas, two deputy sheriffs saw a strange object in the sky and they parked their cruiser to watch it. The light was so bright they could feel heat from it. Now they were frightened, they were actually terrified, and they didn't mind saying so. I met a golden-haired spaceman and talked with him by sign language, and then he took me up to Venus, and we had a wonderful time and all that, and he told me they're here to save us from ourselves.
What happened to the secret scientific equipment?
It's still on board, sir.
The saucers now have a cash value. Three rewards of $1,000 each have been posted for delivery of one of the mystery discs, if there is any such thing.
FreeGate is a not-for-profit community organization that recycles used technology to provide computers, education, internet access, and job skills training to those in need in exchange for community service. Founded in February 2000, FreeGate has recycled over 360 tons of electronic scrap and refurbished over 3,000 computer systems that are now in use by individuals and organizations in the Portland community. FreeGate accepts computers and computer-related hardware in any condition. In some cases, they ask for a donation to cover processing costs. FreeGeek is located between Southeast Market and Mill on 10th Avenue and is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, call 503-232-9350 or go to freegeek.org.
Yo, yo, this is Dangerous Doug, host of The Jam Session. And when I'm not on the wheels of steel or hanging out in the studio, I'm tuned in to Blast Fruitfulness Radio with none other than my main man, Austin Rich. Blast Fruitfulness Radio is...
Jam Session Certified.
Grab your sword and fight the horde. Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m. in the Peter Stott Center Wrestling Room.
Club provided equipment, so open to all PSU students. Visited exotic new places, meeted interesting new people, and killeth them.
Blasphemous Radio.
Portland, and welcome again to Blasphemous Radio, a little something we're calling Recreating the Outer Limits. We got a little bit more stuff here for you. So, audience participation is happening at 503-725-5945. Please, give us a ring. Deposit your material. Special thanks to Ricardo Wang for letting me cover What's This Called this week so I could bring you this particular broadcast. But fortunately for us, music quite often speaks for itself, so I'm going to let this one just kind of wash over you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Corpse is yours. Do what you want to do.
All right. Make an opening into the chest cavity. Apply 100 milliamps of current directly to the heart, then massage by hand. I'll handle the brain.
For the brain, it's gone.
That's not all. The entire spinal cord is missing.
Two veteran policemen and a teenager, they went out to the scene, and when they got there, they found a very large object hovering close to the ground with lights flashing in sequence, creating such a blinding glare that it lit up the ground for about 300 feet. It even caused animals in nearby buildings who couldn't see this object to get upset, horses kicking their stalls. Now, repeatedly, there have been cases where these things have come down on highways, causing drivers to run off the road or go into the ditch.
A panic grips the civilized world in blood-freezing horror.
Swamp gas, swamp gas, swamp gas. What these witnesses saw was swamp gas.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Well, that's going to do it for us here this week. For this particular hour, that is. You've been listening to Recreating the Outer Limits. Special thanks to Ricardo Wang and What's This Called for requesting that I cover this particular hour. Check us out online, kpsu.org, and drop me an email, austinrich@kpsu.org. I'll answer all of your questions, playlist, and information about all of what you heard today is available on there as well. Up next, a very special broadcast, something I'm sure that you've all been waiting for, a little something I'm calling, and other people have called throughout time, the War of the Worlds. You guys have been wonderful, you guys have been beautiful, and without you, there would be no show. Be seeing you. We'll be right back.
KPS Portland, also known as KPSU, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at 98.1 FM for those lucky few on the PSU campus, and taking over the entire planet at kpsu.org.
Blasphemous Radio.